welcome to this week's episode of Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you'd like to get in touch, please do. We absolutely love reading your emails and talking about them afterwards as well. The email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com and my DMs on TikTok are always open. Amy Butler 66, AmiButler, and my Instagram DMs are also always open, Amy Butler 96. Now, let's get on with this week's episode. Hello, if you are watching this on YouTube, because we are available on YouTube now, it's just me with the video because obviously my friend is still anonymous. So if you want to watch me talking and listening, we're on YouTube. And if you are watching me talking and listening, you're going to see I'm in the same jumper and I'm in the exact same sort of setup because we are recording this straight after last week's episode. A little peep behind the curtain. Don't say we don't spoil you. So forgive me for this. However, I actually don't think many people do watch it on YouTube, so we're fine.
you just outed us.
I did just out us. But yeah, let's get the views up on YouTube. Go on, give it a little watch. Stick it on in the background. You don't even need to watch it. Just give us the views.
Put it on when you're cleaning, when you're cooking.
Exactly.
All that jazz.
Also, do give us a comment and the likes and the rates, the subscribes, the downloads, all of that stuff, because it's really cool to really push the podcast out there and reach everyone that we need to reach. Hello, anonymous friend. I've not even said hi yet.
Hi.
I feel like I'm talking so much this episode. I've randomly got, like, a burst of energy.
That's good. It's good. I don't mind. We don't need to really do the hellos, how are yous, because we have told them that we're recording this back-to-back, so
You
could ask me how I am again, and I could just tell you I'm fine.
No. There was something that I was going to ask you in the last episode, however, I didn't, so I'm going to ask you now.
Oh.
Thoughts on the Arsenal FC dating show?
Yep, I got that email.
Oh. I'm so interested and I'm also like so tempted to sign up.
I am fascinated by this idea because part of me is negative Nancy and I'm going to be like, I'm kind of in the middle of it. Part of me is a bit like, guys, you wouldn't do this for men's football. Stop making it a dating show. It's just about the football. So there's the negative Nancy side of me that's a little bit like that. But then there's the other side of me that's like, haha, they don't do this for the men's.
I think I'm on that side. It's just the girls.
And I think that they actually know that, you know, because there is a lot of talk, especially when you go to the games and when you see on their social media of Arsenal as a team, men's and women's, just kind of Arsenal altogether, is very inclusive of the LGBTQIA+ community. Like, there's a lot of rainbow flags, there's a lot of influence from the gay gooners, there's one of the games that I went to, they had a group of women at the stadium, well, possibly women, I don't know, however they identify, and they were part of a group called Dykes Who Hike, and it was like a group of people who go out and they meet up, and one of their things is that they go for like nice long hikes, and they all went to the Emirates Stadium together, and that was part of one of their meetups. And I think that the inclusion that Arsenal has is brilliant. So I think they've really honed in on the fact that a lot of people go to Arsenal games are part of a different community, and it's a safe space. So they're now kind of going, well, you know what? It's like any kind of LGBTQIA+ dating evening or event. It's to make it a safe place for people with similar interests to meet each other. So I am more on the positive side of it, I think. I won't be signing up personally, but I do think it's good. It's just a bit funny to me that they've turned it into Love Island.
I think they're just giving the audience what they want. Like, the amount of times that I've heard, like, there needs to be a football dating app, or do you know what I mean? And they're kind of making it happen.
People make TikToks and they're like looking confused at an Arsenal women's game and setting my Hinge to 1 kilometer. Like,
literally. I think they're onto something, and I can't wait to see how this plays out. Also, going on from what you were saying, how Arsenal is so inclusive and like really
And
to
there's
the
lots of other
game.
football clubs that are inclusive. Obviously, I'm just shouting at Arsenal because that's like our experience, my experience. But
But
yeah.
also, I think they are like one of the only football clubs who are really shouting about it and celebrating it. Like, I don't really see any other clubs where they've got pride flags and rainbow flags and trans flags and blah, 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 actually on the pitch. Like, the flag wavers are waving
Yeah.
one of those flags. Do you know what I mean? And at the game at the weekend where they had the big fireworks and it was the rainbow colours, like, it's clearly
I'm gonna be real. I didn't
LGBTQIA+.
get to experience the. Would you like to know why I didn't get to experience the lovely flag and the rainbow fireworks and the pyrotechnics?
Oh.
Because I was underneath the rainbow flag. That's where my seat is.
I was thinking this. I was like, those people under that flag,
Yep, I
they've
was
been
one.
sold the cheap seats.
Yep, it's really nice to hear everyone being like woo, and you can hear the bangs, and I'm like. I'm sure this is going to look
Oh.
great on everyone else's TikTok, but there I am
It did
under
look
the
really
flag,
good.
and
It
that
looked
flag
really.
stank.
Did
They've
it
clearly
in the
kept that in
streets?
some kind of cupboard.
Yeah.
It was a
Well,
really interesting smell.
I don't think it's going to fit in any kind of washing machine. It's
No, I
massive.
know. Could they not Febreze it for me next time, just to have a slightly better
And you know
smell?
what? It went really well on TikTok because it went really well with the hosiers yell.
Yes. Yeah, when I saw your video, I was like, oh, there's me.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry that happened to you.
It's all right. I'm always under a flag. I actually quite enjoy the experience now because I'm just like, well, it's not going to make a difference. Like, it's just
If
funny.
anyone from Arsenal's listening, just give it a quick Febreze
Yeah,
the night
that
before, the
would be
morning
so
before.
good. I would
Yeah, it'd
really,
be
really
great.
appreciate it. Thanks.
But yeah, also there was a Gay For You. I don't know if you saw it,
Yeah, with Harriet
Harriet
Rose,
Rose.
yeah.
I love Harriet Rose
I
so
do.
much. But yeah, she put on a little event, which actually I really wanted to go to as well. But I didn't get the tickets. But it looked really, really cool. Very jealous
Yeah.
of everyone that went.
Yeah, so are you going to sign up for the Arsenal dating show?
I'm tempted. I am, because also I can sign up and also drop out. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I've
yeah,
had
yeah, yeah.
another dating show actually approach me on TikTok, and I'm like, oh, I don't know. Oh, but also they're doing first dates abroad.
Oh.
I'm thinking free holiday in the
Treat
Mediterranean,
yourself.
and I
Yeah,
could also
go.
find the love of my life.
Very, very true.
I might.
And I
I'm
don't think
like.
there's been any asexual people on first dates, so
Do you know what I
it
mean?
would
I was
be
also a couple of,
interesting for them.
yeah, a couple of years ago, I was thinking, do I go on Married at First Sight?
No. I actually know someone who went on Married at First Sight,
Oh,
and
really?
it's very, very early days, so not how it is now, but.
On the year above me at college went on it, but I don't know if it's for me. Anyway, let's get on with this week's episode. There is a topic that I kind of want to talk about, and I don't really know what I'm going to say on the topic or what we're going to talk about here.
Oh, that fills me with terror.
Fills me with a bit of terror, actually. I should have probably planned this in my head.
It's all right. We love a chaotic episode.
We do, and I'm actually just very interested. I feel like this topic is quite outing for me because I don't know. I've not spoken about this to anyone, and I don't know what you're going to say, how people are going to receive this, whether it's normal, whether it's just a me situation.
Wow,
And I'm a little bit
okay.
scared.
It's okay. I'll hold your hand through the screen and we'll get through it together.
Thanks. So, I don't know how to start it. Oh my God. I've got a hot water bottle, right? And it's just, I don't think that was a good idea because I'm burning up here at the thought. One sec. It's like a Velcro hot water bottle. Again, for anyone who's watching on YouTube, it's this. It's brilliant. It goes around my waist and it keeps me nice and warm.
You
Anyway.
love a hot water bottle.
Oh my God. Oh, yes. They're like the best things that were ever invented. Okay, so this topic is about sex.
Really?
It is. And a fascination on sex, basically. Because I think growing up and to this day, and me as a person, I've been very interested in sex as a whole. Just me?
No, I was waiting for you to finish what you were saying, and then I was gonna say something. Do you want me to input now?
No, you didn't get. Okay, I don't think you got what I was
No.
as a whole.
Oh.
Sorry, it's my anxious brain being stupid. Anyway.
I was because you said you were nervous and you were getting hot, I was really trying to listen to what you were saying so I could say something like supportive afterwards to make you feel better.
Oh, sorry, I was just making a stupid
I
joke
wasn't listening to
about
your inappropriate
I was being really immature.
That's fine. We love a little bit of immaturity.
Okay, anyway. So, I kind of wanted to talk about like a fascination around sex, and I wouldn't say an obsession because that's a very strong word, and it probably puts a bit of a thought in people's heads. So I wouldn't say obsession, but I have got such a fascination with it, and I always have since I was young. I remember watching like the Sex Education show, which isn't Sex Education on Netflix, but there used to be a show, I think it was on Channel 4, and it was aimed for young people, probably from the age of like, I don't know, 12 to 16, because they used to go to secondary schools and stuff. And they would just talk about sex and education on romantic relationships, and or just any any relationships, and I know STIs and feelings, and all these things were like, I just found this show so interesting. And just, yeah, I think just learning and educating myself about sex in general, I was always very interested, and I wanted to educate myself, and I wanted to know more about it. And I think in my head, eventually, I was like, I can't wait for the day where I have those feelings for someone, and you know, I'm mature enough to know what to do and act on them, etc., etc. And now I am 28 and I'm asexual, and I'm like, those feelings. I feel like I'm still waiting for those
I'm
feelings, you know what I
waiting
mean?
for
I'm
the
still
bus.
waiting. Yeah, I'm waiting to mature and stuff. But yeah, I have always had like an obsession with like kissing as well. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm just interested in the how people create those feelings for other people, and maybe that interest came from me because I find it difficult, or I feel those feelings very rarely now I know that kind of thing. I don't know, am I making sense?
Yeah. And I think
Yeah.
in certain things that you've just said, I am the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't feel, but I also think from what, like, I think for some people, possibly you, possibly me, possibly, it doesn't even necessarily need to be people who are ace. Some people just like to understand things that they don't know about or they don't feel about.
Yeah.
So it's not even necessarily like, it could be anything. It could be literally, it could be, you could say that about anything. Like, you know, this is going to sound so odd, but you could have never had Spanish food before and then suddenly become so obsessed with how Spanish people cook and everything like that because you don't know about it and you want to understand it, but you're not going out there and cooking Spanish, you know, Spanish dishes yourself, but you're trying to get an understanding of something so you can like that, so you can possibly maybe be interested in
Yeah.
making Spanish
Even
food.
like at school and stuff, I remember having like sex education. I was like, this is shit. Like, it's not educating me, and I want more. Like, I want to
Yes.
know more. And I want even like the science behind it. I think I actually learned more about sex in science than I did in like PSHE. But
Yeah.
I just remember being like, I want to know, I want to talk about this. And also like friends and stuff, they would probably be immature behind me and be like, ah, like it's a willy. And I'm like, oh, look, it's a willy. Like, that's what a willy looks like. Do you know
Please
what I
don't
mean?
say Willie.
Sorry, I don't know why I said a willy, but probably because I'm thinking immature. A penis. I'm thinking back to being a child. I never
Yeah.
said penis as a child.
No, you wouldn't, but just haven't heard the word Willy.
Oh my God, I've just icked myself out so much. That's disgusting. Oh,
sorry,
I'm never
sorry,
saying that again.
listeners. I
Oh.
knew that this would be a good one. This would be a chaotic one. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. No,
Oh, I
I
don't
agree.
like
I agree with you. I agree with you
that.
because I think on some levels, when I mean when I think when we got sex education and even when we got like biology lessons on it, I don't think back in the day, I know we're not elderly, but I don't think even like how education has progressed with certain things and the need for education to have progressed, we didn't get the information. So we were kind of sprinkled this topic, which is a huge deal, but we hardly got any information because it wasn't talked about, because it was just like, I don't, at no point when I had my sex education was gay people spoken about.
Well, yeah, that there, yeah,
So
no one was openly gay at all at my school.
and you know, obviously, like me personally, I do, I date more girls than I do men. And had someone had said that to me when I was 15, 16, whatever, getting this education, and I'd have been more educated around the topic, maybe I would have figured it out earlier.
Oh God, 100%.
So I
And
think you're
I also guarantee at school asexuality is not spoken about. I would love to hear from anyone who is at school or in education at all. Is asexuality spoken about? Because I don't believe it is.
I don't think it's explicitly taught, but I think in a lot of schools as well, even now, people do not talk about any other sexuality than heterosexuality.
Yeah.
And
I think
I
I
mean, as far as kind of education levels, I'm not too sure on as children get older, but I think that it's still centered around people have sex. A man and a woman have sex to have a baby. I think it's still very much centered around that, and I
Yeah.
think that that's where the problem lies. But I also think that, like, your, not even just your fascination, anyone's fascination with it is completely valid in that you want to understand something that you might have, you might not, that you have to do, but that you might come across within your life.
Or
And
is like considered the norm and you will do it at some
yeah,
point.
because you
Like,
don't, nobody sits there and goes, by the way, you don't ever have to do this.
yeah.
Nobody says that. Nobody says that. Nobody says, by the way, this weird thing that we're talking about where another person puts part of their body inside your body, you don't have to do that. Like, you know, people don't go around sticking their fingers in people's ears. That's like, but you don't have to do it. And it's not spoken about. So then you've got this, right, well, I've got to do this at some point, so I want to understand what I've got to do, how I should be feeling, who I should do it with, why I should be doing it. It makes you ask a lot of questions about it. And I also think, you know, like we've spoken about this before, put movies on, put TV on, put play music, and it's there.
Yeah.
And these characters are falling in love, and these characters are having sex, and this person's cheated on this person, and I'm gonna write a song about my ex where I slashed his tires because he went out to the bar and did this. And like, it makes you fascinated with it because you cannot escape it. So I don't think, I
Yeah.
know you said about the not using the word obsession, but I don't think your interest or fascination or anyone's obsession, interest, fascination with it is wrong, because I still think the education is not there. You have to still seek out education, even as a 28-year-old. You still
Yeah.
have to seek out education to understand these things, and you have to do it in a way where actually you go, this makes sense with how I feel, or I've never felt like that before, or I don't want to do this, or actually I think I'd like to try it that way.
Do you know what is actually mad is that like the world is obsessed. The like people are obsessed. Culture is obsessed with sex. However, it is not spoken about properly or educated about. Is that the right way? It's not like taught about properly at all. So it's like everyone's just walking around blind, and it is the blind leading the blind. Like no one is actually actively, openly talking about this thing that everyone's obsessed with and is everywhere. And it's like,
And there's an expectation. There is an expectation of things, and I think that that puts more pressure on wanting to know more. Like, I know me personally, when I was growing up, and some of my other friends obviously did engage in different activities earlier than I engaged in those activities. And then they'd be talking about it, and I'd be like, well, I don't know about this. I'm gonna have to get on bloody Ask Jeeves, because, you know, that's how old I am. I'm gonna have to ask Jeeves about this.
Oh God.
Because they're talking about it and I want to feel included and I want to understand, but I have no lived experience of this.
But did you know what is like another thing that I don't know if it's just me or whether I'm just admitting here and other people are like gonna be like, oh yeah, that's me, but not admitting it. I don't know if I'm just
No, guys, come
really out
on. Come on. Throw yourselves in the comments. Tell us. Email
here.
us.
Please let me know it's not
We'll
just
keep it anonymous
me.
and.
But also not in like a weird way. I wasn't weird about this, but I just remember like when we were at school and people started like kissing properly with like tongues and stuff for the first time. And I remember this one of my friends, we were at like a youth club. And I'm pretty sure none of my friends will listen to old friends will listen to this, so it's fine. But they were together and they were like quite a solid couple at that point. We're probably like, what, 13 or something? And
Cute.
they were like getting off with each other. And again, I'm using terminology I would have used at school because
I
I'm
was gonna
talking
say,
about school
I'm
time.
not, I am. Did you get off of him? Yeah,
Did
nice.
you get off? Well, the thing is, that's exactly how the conversation went. It's like, go on, get off then. Like, get off with each other. And it's like they would get off with each other as like almost like a party trick. Almost like,
Yes.
and everyone was like gathering around and watching, and loads of people would be like, oh, like, and look away and be like, oh, can't watch, can't watch, can't watch. And I would be like, oh, can't watch, can't watch, but like looking through my hands to be like, what are they doing? Like, what, how is this happening? And like, do you know what I mean? I had a weird like interest in it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a weird interest, but I had an interest in it. And I
Yeah, but
was like,
I
I
also
do
think
want to
like
watch, I do want to
when
see what's going
yeah.
on.
I don't think that's weird, but I think like when so when I was in secondary school, they used to do there was a nightclub where I grew up and they used to do 16 no, 15 to 17 nights.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd go at like 6 p.m. and then the club would close at 9 or
Did you
10.
call them nappy nights?
No.
We would call them nappy nights.
Imagine a club opening now at like 6 p.m. to let underage people
I
in.
know. That's
Madness.
wild.
This is madness. This is the early noughties, guys. Like, come on. But people would go on like a Wednesday night and then everyone would come into school the next day and it would be a chat about like, how many people did you get off with? And also, like, my friends would show me videos on their buddy Sony Ericsson's to be like, look at these two kissing. Or,
Yeah.
like, it was a big deal if you had a boyfriend or a girlfriend, your profile picture had to be a picture of you two kissing. But often you would get someone else to take it because we didn't do selfies. Your picture would be you kissing your boyfriend or your girlfriend, and your friend would snap that picture. And, like, I mean, I'm feeling so much nostalgia right now. The
I
amount of
know.
pictures of my friends, they would be like, "Can you take a picture of me? Can you take a picture of me and David kissing?" And I'd be like, "Yep, yeah, you no problem."
Let me Bluetooth it over to you.
Yeah, exactly. So, or like, people would make it be like, "Okay, so and so's asking someone out," and then everyone would go, and then they'd ask them out, and they'd say yes, and then they'd kiss in front of everyone.
Yeah. I don't know, like I just had
It
like
might just be the
I
way that
feel like,
we grew up because we
yeah,
didn't
but
have
I feel like
YouTube
even in those
and things.
situations, I feel like even in those situations, like my friends would be like, oh, can't watch, and I'd be like, let me watch, but not in like almost like a pornographic way, like not in a any kind of like, oh, I'm getting off on this.
No,
It
you're
was
not
in an
enjoying it in that sense. You're
no.
fascinated by it's like right, this is gonna sound really bad, I'm gonna say it.
Oh
It's like a
God.
car crash. You don't
Yeah.
want to watch, but you can't look away because you want to be like, I need to see what happens. I need to see how this
Yeah.
plays out.
Yeah.
It's that kind of interest, and it's like why do people watch murder documentaries? That's a horrible, horrible thing, but you want to watch it because you want to understand what happened, and you want to know from different perspectives, and you want to see how this could have happened, and
Oh my God,
any
that's
kind
exactly
of things
how I
like that. So it's not weird or obsessive. It's human nature
Yeah.
to want to understand things that are normally like sex, relationships, kissing things. Those because of when we were brought up, it wasn't spoken about. This is things that happens behind closed doors.
Yeah,
So when
exactly.
it happens in the open, or when there are things like that, you're like, oh my God, I need to. I'm interested in this.
That's so right. Like it's all like almost taboo. So for me, I want to know more. And like I'll always remember watching Friends with Benefits for like the first time, and I was like, oh my God, this is such an interesting film. Again, not because I'm like getting off on any of like the sex scenes or anything, but I was so interested in how someone can build a dynamic between like how you can have that sort of dynamic with someone else. And I was like, I can't wait to have that with someone. I can't wait and like experience those feelings that they're feeling and all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, I just couldn't wait to have those feelings. And now to be asexual and know that like those feelings don't come so easily, I just was de devastated in a way, and sort of like grieving that loss
Yeah,
of
that's
the
part of it.
situation, which
I
also
also
is a
think,
great conversation. So maybe we should talk about that again.
yeah, but I also think as well, like, it's one of those things, right? You have to go out into the world and kiss people and have sex with people and do all these other intimate things. Nobody shows you how to do it.
Yeah, or talks about how to do it even.
Yes, you
Like,
don't.
not even necessarily showing
Whereas,
you,
like, you know, when you're growing up, again, this is me with my weird analogy. I think they're analogies, but when you're growing up, there's a whole big deal around learning to tie your shoes, and people show you how to tie your shoes, and you have to practice tying your shoes, and you get help. And you know, even now, people will go on YouTube, how to tie your shoes tutorial for kids, or how to show kids how to. Do you know what I mean? And it's like you're expected to do something, but nobody shows you how to do it. So why would you not go out there and watch things to learn how to do something?
but then we get on like the dangerous path of like where boys or whatever are watching porn that isn't natural and isn't
Yes, exactly.
like
So
the
it's kind of
norm,
like
and
it
that's where
goes,
it gets dangerous.
yes, but it does. It goes many different ways. But I think, in terms of from like your perspective or my perspective, it's come from more of a place of learning and education, but it can quite quickly shift for people into not learning education and the kind of
Yeah.
the obsession side of it.
But yeah, and I think like it's just I think we're just preaching to the choir here, but if only the government could hear this. But it's like if we don't if someone doesn't teach them properly and safely and realistically, then they're going to find their own education and it's going to be dangerous and it's going to
Did
lead
you
to awful situations, etc., etc.
you
So
watch the Netflix series? Have you seen Adolescence?
no, I haven't got Netflix, but I'm staying at my friend's this week and she said we can watch it. So yeah, I will
I
watch
would
it from.
definitely get on it. It's a very interesting. Obviously, it's not. It's, I've read somewhere that it isn't based on a true story, and I've read somewhere that it is loosely based on a true story. But it really gives an insight into how sex is viewed by young people, and obviously the devastating effects that it can have on someone. I think it's only about 4 episodes. And Stephen Graham is
I
absolutely
mean, yeah, I
fantastic.
want to watch it for like the story, for the acting. I want to watch it for like the behind, not behind the scenes, but I
But
want to see
also,
the acting
it's.
and the fact that it's all filmed in one shot and stuff.
Yeah,
I want to watch
I didn't think that I would like that. But actually, I think that it was a really brilliant way of showing how people interact in the situation and showing the different perspectives
Yeah.
of the situation. But I think that that also comes from a place of, it's not necessarily in someone who isn't educated. It's you see this child talking about the expectations that people have on young people in terms of relationships and sex, and you can see how obviously for him it spiraled in a different way, whereas you can see that it's about being educated on a topic that is expected of people but isn't taught.
Taught. Yeah, exactly. There we go. Just one more thing because we're running out of time. But another thing, I'm just going to out myself again since we're on the topic, and I don't think I'll be able to bring it up with any other topic. Like even my fascination with sex goes as far as like even when I'm on the train, I will picture someone like having sex.
Oh, I do this. No,
Sorry.
I have spoken about this with my friends, like in
Have
real life,
you?
because
Because
there'll
I
be
get
certain.
really worried that it is just me, and I'm like, am I just being like a weirdo? But honestly, I picture people and I'm
No.
like, I wonder what you're like having sex and like how you sort
Because
of conduct that environment.
there's certain people who we've interacted with my friends, and like one of us, I've said it a few times, other people have said it's not even just you and it's not just me, where you go, You can't really imagine her having sex, can you? And someone goes,
Literally.
no way, not at
Like,
all.
I would
So I think
picture,
it's a thing
like,
that people do.
okay.
Or even when you see couples as well, you kind of look at them and you go, I can't imagine you doing that.
I think honestly, whether it's a couple in like that I don't know that I've just walked past or a couple I've been introduced to or whatever, one of my first thoughts is picturing them like having sex. Like, I wonder how that sort of works, or like, do you know what I mean? But
Yeah, I think
and
especially
even
when you find out about people's personalities and you see the way that they are. I saw a TikTok and I'll have to send it to you because it really, really tickled me. And it's this girl and she's scrolling on her phone and she's looking at pictures of dogs and she's going, "Chow chow, baby, chow chow." And her friend goes, "How do you get anyone to have sex with you?" And it's like it shows her real personality. And it's like if you get to know someone's real personality, you can kind of be like, that's an interesting dynamic. I can't really
But not even that, like
picture
honestly,
you.
walking down the street, seeing a couple hold hands, first thing I'm thinking, wonder how you have sex, or like wonder what that situation is. But also, like when I was at school, I think about not in a weird way, honestly, I promise you, not in a weird way, but like in an intriguing way, I'd be like, I wonder how that happens for you. Or like
But
also
I think that that's coming from a place of you not necessarily
curiosity.
of curiosity, yeah, definitely, but also you not necessarily feeling the same feelings that that person, because like we've spoken about trying to understand from someone else's perspective, and I think for us
Yeah,
we
but
don't get those feelings, so we don't understand it, so we try and have to, we imagine it through other people.
At this point, I didn't know that I was asexual. I just thought I was immature. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is what I'm
Yeah,
saying.
fair.
This is what I mean. It's like it doesn't come from an asexual nature or like thought. It's always been there.
Yeah, but it could have come from an asexual thought, but you just weren't aware.
It could have, yeah, but also I just thought I was so aware that like I was so young that I was like, those feelings just haven't developed yet. Like they will come with life
Yeah.
experience, etc.,
But
etc.
also you're sitting there saying, no, I'm out of myself, I'm out of myself. So many people and people who aren't ace and people who are in relationships and all of these people just don't, they
Talk
won't
about it.
admit it.
No, I
They
know.
won't put the big
Yeah.
girl pants on and be like, I'm out in myself now. Like, so it could just be one of those things where it's like so many of your friends, my friends, anyone could do exactly the same thing, but they wouldn't have the kind of, I hate saying, they wouldn't have the balls. They wouldn't have the vagina to be like, oh yeah, I do that. 'Cause the reaction from people would be like, oh well, that's weird, I don't do that. But it's like, actually, yes, you do. You just won't admit it because it's taboo. It's not talked about. So,
Interesting. Also, like, what's the first thing you think of when someone tells you they're pregnant?
you have sex.
That's literally the first thing I think.
My
I'm like, no, you have sex.
my
What was
friend
that
told
like?
her dad. She told her dad that he was going to be a granddad, and he, when he saw her and her husband, he when she said, you know, Dad, I'm pregnant. He went, well, I know what you two do in your spare time. And
Literally, that's what, honestly,
when
that's
people say I'm
sexual.
trying for a baby, and you're like, thank you for telling me that you and your husband have sex on a schedule. Like, thank
Like,
you.
literally, that is honestly, that's what I think of. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what that situation was. And I pictured the situation. Do you know what I mean?
It's just it's a fascinating thing, and you know, you have to see how many experts there are and people who do like sex therapists and how many articles and how many studies people are interested in it. So I personally don't think that you're weird for it.
Okay. Well, this is like a
But
therapy session for me.
take what I say with a pinch of salt because I'm not an expert, and also
I just didn't
could
know if
also be a massive weirdo, so
like I honestly, it's been my whole life. I've just been very interested in it, in the act, and I still am. And I genuinely, it's like if I see someone on the like. I'll just be sat opposite some random person on the tube, and I'll be like, "Wonder what you're like in bed," kind of thing. Like, do you know what I mean? Or like, I'll meet someone professional, and I'll go home, and I'll be like, "Oh, do you know what I mean?" I don't know, but that's me. And also, this is going to be a long ass episode, so we need to wrap it up. Have you got anything else to say?
No, not really. I like that episode. I think that was a very interesting topic to speak about, actually. It's made me think about things a little bit. which is
It's
good.
made me feel better because it has made me feel
Good.
less of like what's it, not a prude, the opposite to a prude basically. Like sex obsessed, like, or I don't know.
Horny.
Yeah, and I'm not. I'm actually just not a horny gal. Oh God. Maybe
You've got to clip that for TikTok.
I'll No, because I'll just get loads of backlash being like, you're not asexual, you've just got a low libido or whatever. And I'm like, fuck off. Anyway, right. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I don't know what the hair's doing now. Again, if you're watching this on YouTube, I apologize for any kind of look I've been giving. Yes, thank you so much. Remember to like, rate, subscribe, comment. Instagram DM, TikTok DM, email, all that stuff. Please keep it coming because it's so lovely to hear from you all. Anything else you want to say?
No, that was a perfect ending.
Fantastic. Goodbye, everyone. See you. Oh, hear you. No, you'll listen to us next time. What?
You always say coming in your ears, so
I'm going to stop saying that. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Can't wait to come at you with the next one. For God's sake. Because I said come. For God's
you
sake.
paused.